Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Where did you drop your phone? I'm not talking like, oh no, I dropped it on the ground. We're talking like, oh no, right in the toilet. Just somewhere unfortunate where you did not want to drop it. And what's the story behind this? Was alcohol involved? Were you scared? Did somebody go, boo? Like, what exactly happened? According to new research, the average American drops their phone on the ground 4 times every week. First of all, how do we do on the show? Are we 4 times a week or more? Or how often are you dropping your phone? I would say it's about 4 times. Not necessarily major, but I'm like, oh crap, oh God.
I will say it's the best feeling when you drop it and then you go to pick it up. You're like, yes. Like it didn't crack or shatter.
Oh, it is. You're like, please don't.
Thank you, baby. I went through a phase where I dropped it all the time. I've been good lately, knock on wood. My last drop was terrible. It was in a wine cave.
Excuse me. I've been in caves before. I've never been in a wine cave. What's a wine cave?
Out in Oregon, there's beautiful vineyards and wineries, and I was in a cave, but it was like cement, and I dropped. It just was a slow motion flip, and I was like, no. Shattered, like the complete thing. And it still worked, though, so I'm still trying to text, like, shards of glass are, like, going into my thumb.
I'm bleeding, help!
But I totaled it. What about you guys?
I've actually never, I mean, I've probably dropped my phone, I could think of like 5 times,
yeah.
But I've never cracked it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never cracked my screen.
Do you have two things on a phone I think are important? Do you have like a case for the outside? Like I have like an OtterBox. I'm really protective. Do you have that?
Yeah.
But also, I don't know what it's called, but you guys ever like the screen? The
tempered glass.
Is that what it is? Like on front of it? Because I have it, and there is a crack down it, but it's not actually on the phone. Like if I took this off, it'd be fine, but there's one right there in the middle by my finger, then one up top by the volume button. But like, thank God if I peel this off, my phone will be like brand new. It's taken some hits for me.
Yes. Yours is just very... indestructive.
Well, I'm an angry person. It's amazing what it can do.
I've shattered every phone I've basically ever had.
Did not see that coming.
Not the new one. She's got the new iPhone.
I've got the brand new iPhone 11.
Please stop holding it like that.
Yeah, sit it down. Sit it down.
I'm flailing it around, but I haven't shattered this one yet. I'm really hoping I don't because I swear I have shattered every single phone and I've shattered it. Like I've shattered some phones multiple times and then I finally pay. One time I finally got my phone back from it getting fixed. Finally got the screen fixed. That day, I dropped it on ice and it shattered.
And you have no one else to blame but yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I would just cry because I'm like, I can't afford it.
I want to hear from people, too, that walk around with, like, no phone case. Like, do you just want to waste money? Like, how do you not freak out? Like,
I mean, my phone case
like
is not. Mine is pure cuteness. It will not protect my
fashion over form or function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yours is like military grade.
Mine is. Mine's actually been used to be run over with cars, and it broke the car. So
mine's so cute, though.
Well, that's good.
But it'll it's look not going to protect it.
Glass everywhere. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Carlos this morning. Hey, Carlos, thanks for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What happened to your phone?
Well, good morning, everybody. So basically, I have dropped my phone several times, but the most that I can recall, I'm a restaurant manager. So as I was working on the prep area with the guys, we were making a sauce, and then I had my phone in my pocket. And as I was making the sauce, literally I look over and it fall into the sauce. So we had to remake the whole thing, and I had to get a new phone.
Did you say it fell into sauce?
Into sauce, yeah, like, you know, like a ranch dressing. We were making dressings and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, what's worse, your phone falling into ranch dressing or into the toilet? I would say ranch dressing is worse.
Well, hey, hopefully you, like, remade the ranch, right?
Yes, we did,
and I had to get a new phone, so that was a plus for me because I have to upgrade to the next version, so my wife wasn't really happy about it, but
you were.
Okay.
Hey, Carlos.
I love that. My phone went to the sauce.
Hey, Carlos, thank you for calling in. Of all sauces, ranch. Okay, Carlos, thank you, my man. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Alice. Alice, where'd you drop your phone? What happened?
Good morning, guys. So the very first day on a canvassing position, I think I was like maybe 19. Oh, it was before that, maybe 18. Very first day, got hired, figured out how to do my job, go into the bathroom before I leave out, drop my phone in the toilet. And as a canvasser, you need your phone. So, couldn't work that day because I didn't have a phone.
Wait, you didn't reach in and grab it?
I mean, I did, but, I mean, who really wants to put a phone that's been in... I mean, I just peed in it. I didn't want to use it.
Okay.
I know, it sucks.
Oh, man.
Bless your heart.
No kidding. You're
it's
like,
the worst.
Just like, oh, I'm going to sit down.
Have you guys tried that, the rice? You know, like if you drop it in water,
I
you're supposed to dry it out.
I hear it works, but you got to make sure you turn your phone off because you try to turn it on, the electric and all that. You just got to like turn it off, let it like rice up and absorb and do all that.
Okay, I would try that. People swear by it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Uh-oh, Krista, what happened to your phone?
So I'm a police officer, and I responded to a call on the shoulder of the freeway. There was a stalled car. And usually I keep my phone, like, in my lap or under my leg. So I finished the call, and I was on my way somewhere, and I kind of just reached into my pocket for my phone, couldn't find it. And the last place I could think was that I was on the freeway. So I, like, made a loop on 610, went back, and it was sitting on the shoulder of the freeway.
Was it still okay?
It was still fine. Like, nobody had run over it. The screen wasn't cracked or anything. And that's where I'd left
That's
it.
Insane. I would have put on, like, did you put on your lights? Like, emergency, emergency!
I would have.
Okay. Hey, thank you for serving and protecting, and I'm glad you got your phone back. We appreciate that. Let's get a few more of these, and maybe we can put this on Facebook Live. I wonder how common this actually might be for people. Radio Now 100.9. If you're in Indy on Facebook, give it a like. Or in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. We'll go to Caitlin. What's up, Caitlin? What happened to your phone?
So it actually wasn't my phone that I dropped. I went to a ugly sweater Christmas party with my, at the time, boyfriend and all of his friends. It was like my second time meeting all of these people. And we were playing beer pong with these girls who was trying desperately to get to like meet his friend's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And this girl put her phone in my back pocket so she could play. And then I went to go to the bathroom and like took my pants down to go to the bathroom, and her phone fell out of my back pocket into the toilet. It was a brand new iPhone, and none of those girls have talked to me since.
That's why we wear baggy jeans, because, you know, the phone can securely go all the way in your pocket. These girls wear these tight jeans and the phone sticks out.
But I don't understand with any of these girls like you, Caitlin, or anybody. Like, my wife does that and it makes me cringe because we're on the same insurance plan. I'm like, why is the phone in your back pocket? Like, first of all, girls, if you got a big booty, that thing can crack a screen in no time. But if you sit on it or if it falls in the toilet, there's so many bad situations. Nothing good comes from it being in your butt.
It's because we have small front pockets. They don't put big pockets in women's jeans or pants. They don't pick big front pockets, so we got to use our back pockets.
This is why everybody should be putting it, like, you know, in their bra. It's the best place to do it. I do it there.
My phone. Your man bra. What do you call it?
My moob holder.
Told you, man, Kens.
Hey, let us know on Facebook, where did you drop your phone? What exactly happened? Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or Radio Now Houston if you're listening on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Coming up, we got your dummy of the day. This one is blaming what happened on the weather. We'll see about that.